Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You are listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Joined right at the get-go by Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, who was paying very, very close attention. Thankfully, somebody was, to those budget speeches. He has got all the detail with me. John, talk us through the main features of Budget 26.
Yeah, we'll do a quick run through. So VAT rate for hospitality reduced to 9% from July 1st as well. Flagged 5 billion investment for housing delivery. A couple of bits in that, including reduction of the VAT rate on new apartments to 9%. Also a new derelict property tax of at least 7%, though the rate hasn't been fixed yet. And tax incentives for those building and running cost rental, basically on their profits. They won't be paying a corporation tax or will be repaying a reduced amount. The minimum wage increasing by 65 cents to 14.15. That's one that's been welcomed by some, criticised by others. Social protection budget increases by about 2 billion. Within that, you've got your 10 euro a week increase in core social welfare rates and the state pension, and then also the Christmas bonus. That double payment comes in there. Carers allowance income disregard, that's been increased to 1,000 euro per person or 2,000 euro for a couple. 2 billion allocated for Metrolink, then a load of money for new staff across the public service. I think 12,500 people ultimately, which included 1,700 new SNAs, 100 new or 1,000 new teaching posts, 1,000 new guards, 220 to 265 extra acute hospital beds, Department of Defence funding rising by 11%, including snazzy new uniforms for them, and then 50% increase in the price of a pack of cigarettes. Nothing really on childcare, nothing on the income tax, nothing being done there except for a slight tweak to the USE bans to take account of the rise in the minimum wage. And that's in order to make sure those on the minimum wage aren't paying extra tax.
Who are the winners and losers?
Winners, struggling to think of any. Maybe the construction sector or those who are building apartments are going to be winners in this. After that, I mean, you're not getting anything. Losers is really the taxpayer. Is the people who are expecting something back in their pocket if you take the position that last year, the squeezed middle, better off by 1,000 euro right in advance of a budget. The year before that, 800 euro. Haven't got a figure. I'm sure some finance boffins are working on it for what it is right now. Interesting that there is no figure from the government, and they were very quick to say in the last few years where that would be. But, I mean, I was just flicking
arguably
through.
Arguably, they'd be worse off, will they?
I mean, worse off.
Well, as you say, yeah, better off in advance of the election last year. But with no change to income tax, but continued price inflation for things like your groceries, which is your biggest kind of disposable income spend after the roof over your head, continuing increases in health insurance and things like that. Now, the government have no control, but that is happening. Increase the fuel. So people who are commuting, and the so-called people who get up early for work in the morning, as Leo Varadkar described them, who are going to be getting up to commute tomorrow, are going to be paying more for their petrol and diesel that goes in their tank to do that job. In real terms, they'll all be worse off. And if they've got a kid in college and it was 1,000 quid cheaper last year, the government is saying, no, we're reducing it by 500 euro and it's permanent. I mean, yes, technically that's true. But if you paid 1,000 less last year, you're paying 500 quid more this year. So even that's gone up. So you're actually worse off.
You are worse off. A lot of people are worse off after this budget. You can nearly feel yourself getting poorer as it was going on and the announcements ticked through. Childcare, another big one where there's nothing towards reducing the cost of childcare, and that was a big row in the Dáil in the last kind of hour or so, where Piers Doherty was pointing out that the government did commit in the election to having a plan for getting to that 200 euro a month figure within the first 100 days. Hasn't come in the first 100 days or the first 200, and there's nothing there in the government. They will say they were funding more places, which is part of the problem when it comes to childcare, but certainly not financially better off. So look, flicking through all the emails that are coming in from the different lobby groups, the only ones who were happy, I saw some from construction lobby groups who were happy about what's happened for them. I saw retail, or what you call them, the tourism sector, saying they were happy on one hand in that they have got the VAT cut, and very happy on the other hand that they're going to have to now pay an increased minimum wage. So other than that, very few people go to bat for this budget.
To defend it for a moment, Tanya Ward from the Children's Rights Alliance, I know was on with Anton, and did welcome some aspects of it. She said it was the first budget in a long time that seemed to have targeted those who were least well off. And she was talking specifically about some of the measures you talked about there, about the DESH Plus scheme, about the child support payments increasing, about the eligibility for fuel allowance being extended, about the income disregard for carers allowance, about income thresholds for working family payment going up. So, you know, she would say that there are absolutely winners in this. But the sense I got, and you got it from the get-go, was that for the first time in a long time, there was an acknowledgement, you know what, that resources are finite. Mm. And what I say from the get-go is Pascal Donoghue said that he reduced the tax measures from 1.5 billion euro they were planning on to 1.3 billion euro because he wanted to take the 200 million quid and divert that to the spending side. Like, up until now, that money would have been found down the back of a couch.
100%. And you wondered over the last few days, particularly as Fianna Fáil was in trouble, would they find a bit more money down the back of the couch to put some sort of sweetener in?
Yeah, that was interesting. It was very much a case of, no, this is how much we have. And you know what? We can't do it all. And probably a good example, sorry to cut across you, is the disabilities. Big increase in spending on disabilities, like up to maybe 600 million. But no increase then on early childhood education, really, in real terms. No increase in funding for TUSLA, it looks like, despite all of the troubles they are dealing with. So you got a sense even in that, that there were, that there was a finite pot of money and there was a sense of we've got to spend it on one or the other.
And look, even when you look at things like, say, special needs places, there is money for extra special needs places here. There is no roadmap for how they're going to provide them. Because, and home help is another example, right? Mm. There's lots of money in this for extra home help hours. You know, anyone who's trying to look for home help, the hours are not the problem. Getting someone to actually come in and do the hours are the problem. So there are bits and pieces here that sound good.
1,000 Gardaí target and things like that, and 1,000 teachers.
1,000 Gardaí, and
where are they going to come from?
It's 1,700 SNAs. Where are all these people coming from? The Gardaí, is it going to be a net figure? There was no mention of that. There was a figure of net 400 in the Defence Forces, which I thought was interesting. So they have that in. The target very much is 1,000. So up to 1,000 is the way that they are briefing this. They have the money to do it, whether they can actually find those people. Although with the Gardaí, I certainly feel it's less finding people who want to do it. It's actually getting them in because of the tests that they have to do and the fitness tests. So maybe they'll get there. Look, if we're I'm conscious that I'm criticising, as I said to you yesterday, a budget that has 9.4 billion in it and that economists are saying is totally spendy and is risks overheating the economy. There are lots of little good bits in this, but it feels like what they did is basically copied and pasted the budget from last year, and that when they did that, there was not a lot of room for new measures without going way beyond that 9.4 billion. Like, the total budget package is somewhere near 116 billion. It was not so long ago. It's only COVID times that was less than 100 billion that we cost that line. So we are spending an awful lot more money. Yeah. We're not, it doesn't feel like getting a lot for it. And the problem, and the thing that I'm hearing back, particularly from Fianna Fáil TDs about this budget, is they are worried about the money back in Johnny average taxpayer's pocket and how that's going to be perceived, because there'll be an awful lot of people looking at this today and going and doing those budget calculators that you can do from PwC or whoever and saying, well, I'm better off by a couple of euro a week.
Needs to be protests. The government has had a mayor of a week, says somebody. Another listener says, tell Pascal he can shove his so-called budget. He lolled after his pals in the hospitality and construction sector with, lolled. They actually said lolled. I thought, well, that's very progressive. Lolled. No, he looked after his pals with zero in it for the people that work their arses off to keep the lights on in this country. We pay for it all, but we're entitled to nothing. And Kieran, will you tell Pascal he's done nothing for the PAYE worker? There's nothing but price rises. And that's from Phil. Pascal Donoghue will be with us after 5 o'clock. Is that, do you suspect from a political point of view, Sean, the narrative that's going to emerge, that the hard-working, squeezed middle PAYE worker gets nothing while McDonald's gets a tax cut?
Yeah, McDonald's gets a tax cut and people on social welfare get their rise and their double payment and all that sort of stuff. The things that we hear over and over again. And look, it was hard to kind of disagree with Piers Doherty. Usually Piers Doherty comes in and you know it's going to be faux anger and all this sort of stuff. But he came in and said, particularly on the childcare, I mean, there's a government commitment to actually change this. Pascal Donoghue has been talking for years about lifting the income tax burden. It was a Fine Gael commitment for a long time to get it to 50,000 euro before you pay the higher rate of tax. That seems to be gone. And even today when he said, oh, we're committed to doing that if economic headwinds allow, would make you think that's not going to continue over the next few years. So I think that's going to be the big one. The construction sector tax breaks, I would imagine, will be unpopular as well, even if you can make an economic argument that we do need to build more apartments. So they're your sort of two big controversies. And then the one Sinn Féin, at least, were hitting on repeatedly, an old bugbear of theirs, the carbon tax, because it is going to get more expensive to fuel your car after tonight. And combined with the fact that there's no cost of living one-offs, they will say the people who are struggling are going to struggle more.
Well, Henry McKean has been out meeting some of those workers, those PAYE workers outside McDonald's, and asking how they felt by not getting a tax cut while the fast food chain behind them was getting one.
Everybody should be equal. Like, everybody should have a break and have a tax cut.
Do you
think?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, definitely 100%.
Yeah. So not just...
We should be all equal.
Restaurants.
Everybody has the same bills. Everybody has the same...
And are you getting by on your wages right now?
Just about.
You'd have liked to have seen workers to get something.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Equal. They're going out to provide for their families.
There's going to be no tax cuts for workers, but fast food restaurants, Supermax, McDonald's, Burger King, will see a drop in their VAT rates, all cafes and restaurants.
No, it's not fair at all, because fast food chains aren't healthy.
It's very unfair, yeah. No, I mean, people work, they should get a break on their taxes every now and again, shouldn't they?
The law is doing what they want to do, so you can scream and shout all you want. It doesn't really make a difference, does it?
Well, it seems to me that the people who are working, it's like the middle income is the people that are suffering all the time. It's the people who are out working.
No, the big national monthlies don't need it. The small coffee shops do need it.
So you work hard. You work hard for your money. Would you have liked to have seen something in your back pocket, something out of this budget?
No, I'm not worried about myself. I have a son, and he's 37 years of age. He's split from his partner, and I have him at home for the last 7 years because he can't afford a house. I have his two kids every second week, and they're in my house, a three-bedroom house, with a man, his daughter, and his daughter in the other room, and he can't get no help from nobody.
Would you have liked to have seen something in the budget for you?
Definitely.
A tax cut? Like, we're standing outside McDonald's. They are seeing a tax cut from 13.5% to 9%, along with all the other multinational fast food restaurants and local cafes. Is it fair?
It is fair, yeah, because a lot of businesses have to close.
They're
because
struggling.
They can't keep up. You know, it's the living, the price of a living nowadays, you know, so.
So you welcome that VAT cut?
Definitely, definitely. It'd be good for employers and staff and everyone.
It's a huge amount of tax the government are losing, but you're saying cafes, well, fast food restaurants will remain open.
Yeah, well, I mean, the government does pay a ridiculous amount of money. You've heard of the bike sheds and probably the makeup artists, you know, so it's about time they gave it back to their people.
Fast food restaurants, McDonald's, etc., they don't need tax cuts because their profits are skyrocketing. Workers definitely should have gotten it. Yeah, the workers have been hit nearly every budget.
So workers getting hit in every budget, according to that person. David in Cork says, I have to wonder, do civil servants and the government listen to any non-university-based economists or go out to small businesses before they come up with another anti-small business budget? We've the second highest minimum wage in Europe, the joint highest VAT, the highest electricity costs, the highest banking costs, the highest comms rates, etc. Many of these things the government can control, for example, because of data centres, we have to pay more for our electricity. All I hear from the commies, when asked about the minimum wage in small businesses, them saying, well, if they can't afford it, they shouldn't be in business. As a small business owner myself, I can safely say that this government doesn't want small business to exist. So despite the fact that this has been framed as a business budget, David in Cork is unhappy with it. Where's the money gone, says somebody else? Where's the 13 billion from Apple? Where's the huge revenue intake gone? Where's the benefit for the workers and taxpayers? And what we were told is one of the wealthiest countries in the world with a booming economy, it feels like we are being sold a pup. A lot of that money, Sean, it should be said, has already been earmarked for big infrastructural projects. And a chunk was set aside as well into these rainy day funds. And Pascal Dunhu talked about, is it 40 billion we're going to have sitting in it by the end of the term of this government?
End of the term of the government, 24 billion by the end of next year, and there's 1 billion
which is
euro.
Exactly how much was in the National Pension Reserve Fund before they gave it all to AIB and Bank of Ireland.
Don't say that. It's just sending a shiver up the spine. And another 1 billion euro contingency fund from Jack Chambers to cover, well, things that may come up in the next year, including the hosting the presidency of the European Union. It does feel like not that long ago we were the wealthiest little country in the world, doesn't it?
And before that, we were the best little country in the world to do business.
Sure, anyway. We can decide what country in the world we are for the end of the show.
Sean DeVoe, political correspondent, Henry McKean, thank you as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.